Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Our top local story, a company that operates three COVID testing sites in the L.A. area says it's turned up the first confirmed case of what some are calling flu-rona. That is a positive test for both the coronavirus, COVID-19, and the flu. At the same time, John Baird live at that testing site near Getty Center. He has the details.
A family of five that had taken a trip to Cabo flew back into LAX and drove right here to the testing site. And then the child came back positive for both the flu and COVID using the one nasal swab specimen. He now has flu-rona.
When we initially heard of the term flu-rona, we thought it was a joke.
But COO Steve Farsom of 911 COVID testing said they then learned of a similar case in Israel, and so they paired up with another company that was already approved to do flu testing so they could then test for both the flu and COVID at the same time. The reason? People with flu-like symptoms kept coming back to be tested because they kept coming up negative for COVID.
Well, guess what? They're coming on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and they're coming repeatedly. They get tested over and over and over again.
They couldn't understand why they were coming up negative for COVID, but still had symptoms. Farsom says this dual test could help prevent testing sites from being overwhelmed by duplicate testing. As for the family, the child is recovering. His mom also tested positive, but only for COVID. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, we're seeing a record number of new COVID cases here in California after getting new data from the holiday weekend. The state is averaging 50,000 new cases a day. That's higher than it was during last year's surge. And more than 20% of tests statewide are coming back positive. State health officials say the next few weeks will be critical to limit the damage from this latest surge. LAUSD teachers preparing to return to classrooms next week after everyone in the district undergoes COVID testing. Glenn Sachs is a social studies teacher at Monroe High School and an UTLA union rep at that school. Tells KNX he and his colleagues are watching the huge COVID outbreak in San Francisco schools and the labor strife happening in Chicago and actually feel pretty good about their own situation. He says the LAUSD is ahead of the game.
The comparisons we're hearing with San Francisco, where testing is optional, with Chicago, where now the teachers union and the teachers there are being vilified because they're hesitating to come back to work. It's apples and oranges. I mean, you know, we have so many more safety protocols in place in Los Angeles than they do. You really can't compare.
He says COVID outbreaks at LAUSD schools are probably unavoidable, but they should be able to weather those storms. Public school districts in La Cañada delayed today's planned return to classrooms until tomorrow because of a big rise in COVID cases. The superintendent, Wendy Sinnett, gave the school board the latest in an emergency meeting, saying testing has found 140 staff and students have the virus.
Roughly, we're looking at a 10% test positivity rate. And we have been tracking over the last week, and we currently have 38 staff having tested positive. The most recent results have more positives coming in.
The board voted to delay the start of school until tomorrow, and it's requiring a negative test for students and staff to return to the campuses. Meanwhile, testing at Malibu Middle High Schools has found 57 COVID cases. District spokeswoman Gail Pinsker tells KNX the schools are resuming in-person classes today, but with some tighter protocols on campus.
There's just a screening process this morning that is a little bit more in-depth than usual to ensure that only students who have tested negative, and we have that recorded information available, are allowed to resume in-person learning on campus.
The schools were meant to resume campus instruction yesterday, but they were delayed to allow more time for testing to come in. As schools reopen, California's superintendent of education wants more priority placed on the mental health of returning students.
In a statement to KNX News, Los Angeles Unified says no change, at least not now, to its plans to get back at it in person next week at all campuses. And California's superintendent of education, Tony Thurman, says that he is looking to Governor Newsom to fund thousands of counselors to help students deal with what he calls pandemic trauma.
For a program like 10,000 new counselors, we're talking about at least $250 million for scholarships, for loan deferrals. They need the ability to bill to programs like Medi-Cal and others sooner.
Thurmond in Los Angeles says he'll be here all next week, and he says a big goal, getting vaxxed for all eligible ages, then continuous surveillance testing for COVID-19 infections, also ramping up the supply to schools of rapid home test kits. Craig Figner, KNX News.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.